Texans Late Night. Great to have you with us, Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu. And how about it for our guest, Ryan Griffin?
What's up, guys?
Great to have you on. Now, you're a New Englander, and you're playing the Patriots, team you grew up watching, no doubt. We know you're a fan of the Texans now because you happen to be employed by them as well. So that dynamic of playing this squad, Ryan.
Yeah, I think it's well documented that, you know, I grew up a huge Patriots fan, and I think my dad was even voted, like, biggest Patriots fan in New Hampshire or what have you. But, you know, now I've been in the league 3 years, you know, it's just another game to me. You know, so I got a bunch of family coming in. You know, which is nice, and it's going to be fun for them. But
how are loyalties with your dad? Had quite an extensive man cave, right?
Oh yeah,
Patriots gear.
Yeah,
what's it going to be like for him on?
Well, he switched it up. It's all Texans gear now.
Okay, good,
you know,
good.
Since I got drafted. But there are some fans coming down that will be fans of mine, but also have some Patriots stuff under the battle red, I think. So
it's
underneath.
Okay. Yeah, underneath. Yeah.
Go with the old Patriots red, the old school look.
Yeah, right.
Underneath, it could all be red.
Yeah, yeah. As long as they got the battle red on. I'm happy.
You're like Mark. When Mark gives his tickets to somebody, he says, you cannot show up in the opposing team's gear. You must only wear Texas gear.
Yeah, well, and they're sitting with different family members of the team, you know, so you want to be respectful and root for the Texans. So.
Of course.
One thing about New England, and we're going to hear some about this during the program, Bill O'Brien, I was talking to him about you, you know, being a Boston area guy. He's like, he's from New Hampshire, but wait a minute. I think O'Brien grew up closer to your town of Londonderry than he did to Boston,
he
right?
probably did halfway to Londonderry, New Hampshire is Andover. So, yeah, I mean, he's basically, you know, from the same area I am.
I'm not from that area, but it seems like there's a little bit of snobbery around Boston. Like, if you're not from Boston, then it's like, no? Is it like inner loop, outer loop, how Houston is?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah,
similar?
Yeah, very similar to in that aspect, you know, but everyone's a Patriots fan up there. You know.
What has stuck out to you about being a Texan now, living here in the Houston area, being a part of this community? What jumps out at you?
Just, you know, the fans. I mean, just unbelievable, passionate. It's almost like an SEC type feel to an NFL team, you know, and even in the off season, I mean, you just get shout outs when you're walking down the street and stuff. So it's awesome. I just love the passion of the fans here.
How about the season you're having now? You started off rough on the short-term IR, and now you're back and you're making catches and touchdowns like you were never gone. So how's it been for you this year?
Yeah, it was tough for me in the beginning there. I thought I had a really good spring, and I was, you know, set myself up for a good season. And unfortunately, I got hurt that first game of the year. But, you know, that's just part of the game. That's part of football, you know. And so I just rehabbed and got better and, you know, now I'm out there with my teammates, and I like it a lot better.
Now, the team lost a tight end early with you out of action, but I gained a radio listener, Ryan.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
it was you big, were in the stands, in the suite, listening to our broadcast. Yep. So how are we doing?
You're doing a great job. You know, I actually miss your commentary, when I'm sitting
we
on the bench.
We could have it wired right into the helmet.
I wouldn't
helmet.
Mind that. Yeah, maybe we can hook that up. But, I miss your calls, for sure.
That had to be weird, though, like, because you're not even on the field when you're on IR.
Yeah.
You're high above the action and feel sort of removed from the whole thing.
Definitely.
More ways than one.
Definitely. It's great to be back with the guys on the sidelines. And, you know, when I was hurt up in the box, it wasn't a good feeling. You know, whether we won or lost, they came in the locker room. It didn't even feel like I was part of the team.
What about watching the game? Were you watching just the tight ends, or were you watching everybody?
Yeah, that too.
To
it's hard to really, you know, follow the tight ends when you're watching live. So I would probably just follow the ball when I was watching and then get back to the film and watch the tight ends, see how they played after the game.
We were talking about what jumps out at you about Houston and the area and all that. You said the fans. As a professional football player, especially young, do you have a life? I mean, you're here all the time. Off season, you guys are here a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is it like trying to establish your life? You're a young working professional after all.
Sure, yeah. I just try to live vicariously through, you know, my girlfriend who has a job here and has made friends in her workplace.
Did you meet her here or did she come down with you?
She came down with me and we live together. But, you know, she's grown a circle of friends at her workplace, so I try to kind of feed into there with them, so I have fun with them.
How about social media? We were talking to Nate Washington about it. How active are you on it?
Not at all. Not active at all.
Okay.
I'm not even on Twitter,
Smart
Facebook,
man.
Nothing like that.
Smart.
Nothing to get me in trouble, you know, so I'm just keeping my head down.
Plenty of time for that later.
Sure.
All right, we've got a game coming up that we play a game with every guest here on Texas.
Okay, all right.
So just be ready.
Don't be nervous.
I know you haven't practiced, but you're going to be fine.
All right, great.
Ryan Griffin stays with us. It's Texans Late Night.